So I have Emma Bennett with me, editor of the Cambridge Art Book. Editor, is that what you call yourself?
Yeah, I guess so. Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does sound good. And it's quite a job pulling all these works of art together.
It's been a huge job. Rewarding, but yes, very big.
So for people who haven't seen the book, can you describe it to us?
Sure. So it's a hardback book, which is, there's about 120 pages. I think about 117 of those are beautiful contemporary images. Amazingly, there's 51 artists represented in the book. There's a very beautiful map inside the front cover, which has been designed by a map artist called Jenny Seddon. And the idea is that it's with the inclusion of the map that people can look at the map and then take a lovely stroll around Cambridge to Ely and see how the artists in the book have interpreted various sites in and around Cambridge. So yeah, hardbacked and just full of beautiful images.
It is a beautiful book.
Thank you. I can confirm
that. And where did the idea for the book come from?
So last July, my husband and I had a very rare few days away in Liverpool, where we spent a great deal of time at the Tate Modern, I have to say, drinking coffee and in the bookshop, because it was quite rainy. And I was just really loved the range of contemporary art books available in the bookshop there. We bought a really beautiful one of New York, which is a city we both love. And a few months later, I thought, oh, I was looking through the book and I thought there must be a Cambridge version of this, a really good contemporary art book to show the city. And I went to various art bookshops. And although there's some really beautiful art books about the city there, there was nothing that was sort of from a wide variety of artists. So I sort of had the idea and thought, well, somebody should have done this because Cambridge is an incredible resource for artists. And I think the idea sort of was there in the background. And then a couple of months later, I was on a train going to London and I got my notebook out and I thought, oh, that idea I had, how crazy is that? And literally, you know, you just started making notes. And by the time I got to London, was quite buzzing. And I was actually meeting a friend there at the V&A who's an artist and said, I've got this idea. What do you think? And she said, crazy idea, but go with it. It sounds amazing. So one of those simple ideas that sort of was there. And yeah, so
and here we are.
Less than a year later. So it's happened very quickly. But it's been a lot of hard work, but such an amazing experience as well.
And as you say, quite interesting that there was no book like this around, because not only is Cambridge absolutely beautiful and inspiring,
absolutely,
but B, it's full of artists.
We've got incredible, I mean, through the galleries here, open studios, I mean, so many wonderful artists. And I think as an artist, it's hard sometimes to get your work out there to be recognised. I'm fortunate that I'm represented by Bayard Art, which is a gallery in Cambridge. So I think we all know each other, a lot of us. We're all working very independently and very supportive of each other. But yes, an incredible city to be inspired by. And artists working in a huge range of different media as well, all ages, experiences. So yes, we're so fortunate in this city. So it was almost a case of trying to bring everything together into one book that hopefully will just make people smile. That was always the intention for it.
And you do have a range of artists in the book as well, don't you? It's not just your classic view of King's College.
No, I think that's what's great about it, is that we've got 51 artists and a huge range of experience from people who are very well known and collected by the likes of Joanna Lumley and big London galleries, to people who go out on a Saturday morning with their sketchbook, to students from Anglia Ruskin. We've got all ages, different mediums. So I'm a collage artist, so hand-cut collage. We've got printers in there, we've got sketchers in there, we've got a textile artist there. I mean, a really broad range of media represented. So I think when I started out, I thought, well, if I could get about 20 artists involved, that would be an achievement. And in the end, we had over 50 submitting images for consideration.
And how did you decide which ones went in?
I always knew that that was going to be a nightmare of a job, because we all have different tastes, and that's great. Everybody has their own art that they love. So quite early on, I approached a panel of sort of top art and city experts. So people from the likes of Cambridge Magazine. There was an animator from Aardman there, Professor Martin Salisbury from Anglia Ruskin. And we had over 300 images submitted, and we all sat down in January and went through all of the images. None of the artist's name were on the images, so that it was all done very fairly. And yeah, it was a hard job, but just because of the range that was there. So narrowing it down was actually the hard job. But I was very grateful to the panel to be there to help me, because I don't think I could have done that myself.
And I know there are pictures of King's College Inn, because why wouldn't there be? But there are also other little unexplored areas or undiscovered artistic areas.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to have the iconic buildings in there, like King's and St John's. But yes, we've also got a lovely part of the book is about Mill Road, which we're close to here, with, which is all the independent shops on Mill Road. There's the Botanical Gardens, the Gogmagog Downs, Parker's Peace is a great picture of Jesus Green Lido, lots on the river. And then it goes sort of through out of Cambridge, Wickham Fenway, and then out to Ely as well. So there's the familiar in there, but also the unfamiliar. I hope with the book that people will say, well, look at the map and just go and look at these sites for themselves and see how 10 artists might have interpreted the same building or the same site in a completely different way.
It's a very accessible book, and presumably that was part of what you wanted to do, was to say, you know, art isn't some great thing that other people do. Yeah. It's out there.
It really was. We quite early on, I was approached by a big London publisher who wanted to publish it as a very high-end, big, glossy art book that would sit on people's coffee table at a ridiculous price. And that was never the intention. For me, I'm a former teacher, I've got kids. I want everybody to see this book, not just visitors to Cambridge, but locals as well. So we kept it sort of guidebook size so that you can put it in your bag. And I just hope people will go and explore and see the art. It will inspire people to see the sites, but also maybe have a go at art themselves, or, you know, just see what the range of different media there is out there.
Now, you mentioned Joanna Lumley earlier on, and she's one of the people quoted on the back, alongside some utterly fantastic names.
Yes.
You've got Dame Fiona Reynolds, David Attenborough, is that right?
No, not Dave. I did get a letter from David Attenborough saying how great it was, but no, we've got Stephen Fry, Claudia Winkleman, Dame Fiona Reynolds, who's Master of Emmanuel, Sir David King, Jackie Ashley, who's President of Lucy Cavendish, as well as Joanna Lumley. And for a week I was getting these really bizarre emails from people saying, you know, Stephen Fry saying, I'm going to look at the images this weekend and I'll get back to you, and Joanna Lumley, well, I'm filming out in India, but I'll have a look. And Claudia Winkleman, who studied art at Cambridge, saying, oh, I'm going to have my lunch, I'll sit down with it then. So, yeah, a really bizarre time. But it's great because they're all people that are familiar, well, all over, but particularly Cambridge people. So, yeah, it's great that they liked it and enough to give us an endorsement.
I didn't know that Claudia Winkleman studied art.
Yeah, she studied history of art at Newhall.
So from that coffee in the Tate Gallery to emails with Stephen Fry to this beautiful book, it's been quite a journey for you.
It's been an incredible journey. It's kind of brought in lots of experiences I've had in previous jobs. As I say, I'm a commercial artist here. But I think for me, probably one of the favourite parts of the whole process, and it has been a challenge, was the sort of 2 months or so that I researched the artists themselves. I'm fortunate, I know quite a few, and I've got some that I really admire their work. But for 2 months, I literally just trawled through people's work and approached people and said, oh, well, how about submitting images for this book, which was just an idea at the time. And it really is thanks to the artists that they had a faith in it, the project, to submit images, and they all believed in it and wanted to be part of it, because without them it wouldn't have happened. So
what next for you, Emma, after a well-deserved rest? What next?
I think, yes, a well-deserved, people keep saying to me, where's the next one going to be about? And I would like, I've got quite close ties to Oxford, so that could be done. But I think at the moment, just to enjoy this one, it's been really busy. The launch is going to be July the 18th in Heffers, which is really exciting. And, yeah, just to get people's reaction to this and just enjoy it, and hopefully, yeah, just get good feedback from it, hopefully.
And am I allowed to ask you, do you have a favourite image in the book?
I don't. I'm asked that, and I think it would be impossible because they are such an amazing range. I think the diversity in it, and also the quirky, I like. So there's a local urban sketcher who did a sketch of Adam Brooks with cranes, and for me that's just, you know, sums up Cambridge, the cranes. But no, it would be impossible because they are all, in their own way, just beautiful images, I think.
They are beautiful images. It's the Cambridge Art Book, The City Through the Eyes of Its Artists. The editor, Emma Bennett, talking to me there. It's published by Cambridge UIT. You can order it on Amazon. It's hardcover because it's, you know, something like this, quality book, $14.99. Or you can hot foot it down to Heffers and they'll have a pile of them there, no doubt. They are launching it tonight, as Emma mentioned. I happen to know that the launch is sold out. It's that popular. It's sold out. I've managed to squeeze in a ticket for myself, so I'm very excited. excited about that. But if you go to Heather's, you can have a look at the book and do purchase it. It is a beautiful thing. It is...